Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. It's Tuesday morning. Let's catch up with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Going very well, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. Christmas, you know, it's as good as here, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's coming on, Neil. And I just love getting around, looking, seeing people putting up the Christmas decorations, putting up the lights. Some of the trees have been decorated. Look, I went out with my son yesterday and my little grandson, got a couple of Christmas trees, one for here and one for their place, and just the surprise on my little grandson's face, you know, he's all excited, and I don't think he can wait till this afternoon until they're going to decorate it. So I think they're all the special things, aren't they? I like.
Yeah, absolutely right. The kids absolutely love it. And the town is looking fantastic. And of course, on Friday night, we had the first of our Future Tunes concerts at Robertson Park.
Yeah, and a really good roll-up, well-behaved. Look, it was fantastic. The Rotunda looks a picture, and it's got Christmas decorations on it and a big star, and the lights were on. And as the sun went down with the lights and through there, the fountain's working for Christmas. It's got to have some major restoration works, but we've got it going for Christmas. The fairy lights in some of the trees in Summer Street. In front of the Civic Centre, I've got big stars up and the big tree there decorated. But, you know, it just gives it that nice welcoming feel.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I'll tell you what, it was a great concert. I mean, if you're not sure what we're talking about, there's live music. It goes for a couple of hours. There's food stalls and wine stalls. It all happens at Robertson Park, and it is a beautiful event. And the next one's coming up on the 18th of December.
That's right. Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Now, of course, with Christmas not too far away, Christmas parties are starting, and Council have launched their Make Sure You've Got a Plan B campaign.
Yeah. Look, just to make us all aware that, you know, there are lots of activities on. Work Christmas parties and friends Christmas parties. And listen, I haven't opened my mail yet. I was looking forward to the one from you. But anyhow I haven't checked my mail today. No, look, that plan B, you know, make sure you've got someone to drop you off, pick you up, or make sure you get a cab. We've got a great cab service here in Orange, and I make arrangements, and they're a great mob of ladies and men that run the taxis here in Orange, and get yourself home safe and make sure you've got your licence for the start of the 2021 year.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, some new services have opened up at Dudley Private Hospital.
Yeah, look, isn't this unbelievable? I mean, you know, look what we have out there at the public hospital, the private hospital across the road from that. But Dudley's been a mainstay here in Orange, and it was in the main street there at one stage, and then over to where it is now. And, you know, this is many, many millions of dollars that's just been spent in extension, in cardiac, in mental health, and a number of other areas. And I was so proud to be over there yesterday as part of the opening ceremony, because I had a grandmother that worked as a nurse in what was called the old Dudley Hospital on the corner of Hilton Summer Street, and they do a fantastic job there also. And aren't we lucky? We've just got incredible medical services here in Orange, and you know, unsung heroes. And you know, we have these whinges and minds about, you know, this and that, you know, but we quite often overlook what we do have.
Yeah, you're right there, mate, that's for sure. All right, now, Wade Park, of course, it's looking fantastic. The Cricket Centre of Excellence has been officially opened.
Officially opened and named the Carl Sharp Centre, and Mrs Sharp is there with family members, and it was great to see her. You know, $3.5 million has been sent down with the Cricket Centre of Excellence, the new seating in the green stands. Look, it looks a picture. It'll be one of the best regional cricket grounds in Australia. And, you know, that will get us big games. There's no doubt about that. And I've put it to Cricket New South Wales already. Hey, how about a country franchise for the Women's Big Bash? And we'll call it the Western Hail.
Okay.
Base them here in Orange. Easy to get to Brisbane. Easy to get to Melbourne from here by plane. Get down to Sydney. Get down to Hobart and play. Why not have a regional-based franchise?
Well, good luck. I hope that comes off. That'll be fantastic. Now, tonight at the council meeting, the heritage study's going up.
Yeah, look, that's a big one tonight. The heritage study's original one was done about 1986, something like that. And it was time for a view and an update. And look, lots of other areas have been included in this one, you know, particularly if we talk out over towards that Newman Park area in East Orange and some of the streets in East Orange, a little part of Glenroy there with the Duration Cottages and another a number of other buildings around. So that will go, and that will be formed part of our LEP or Local Environmental Plan. And I think that's fantastic. That'll serve us for the, hopefully for the next 20 to 30-odd years until another review will be needed. And look, you know, over $7 million worth of DAs coming up over the next week or so. Some obviously tonight, some will be next in the next week or so. That goes from a 50-lot subdivision out of Shira Lee, and brand new childcare centre out at the new private hospital behind it, a new motel in Kite and Ansley Avenue, and $3.5 million estimated cost for alterations and maintenance and upkeep of the Duck Country League mansion. So, look, and then you have people saying they were saying things are not happening.
No, we're definitely moving ahead, and that's simply the fact. There's no two ways about it. Now, Mount Kanobolas, an environmental study is underway.
Yeah, look, and this is arm's length. This is a completely beautiful environmental scientist group who will be working on looking at Mount Kanobolas, looking at what we actually do have there, how can we maintain and enhance what we've got there, can it work in with other sort of activities, i.e. whether they be walking tracks or jogging tracks or mountain biking tracks. And if it doesn't stack up, it won't happen. So let the experts do it now. We've got everyone else as a keyboard warrior, and everyone's got their own theory on what you can do and you can't do up there. So, look, we're investing this money for the future, I can tell you. I've gone and bred here, as you know. Mount Kanobolas, as it is at the moment, we have to do something. We get complaints all the time about road getting up there, this being closed, tracks not being open, noxious weeds, invasive plants, I should say, and in invasive pests, including pigs and foxes. Well, come on, let's really look at the future for people, not just ourselves.
Okay, all right. And finally, mate, roadworks, the Hill Street roundabout and also the Southern Feeder Road, they're all coming along nicely.
Oh, geez, the boys are working flat chat. I don't know how they're doing some with contractors. If you look at the big roundabout up at the Northern Distributor and Hill Street, William Maker Way, it's all but complete. We were up there the other day having a look at it. Looks terrific, and I'm sure that will help traffic movement up around there. But look, just be aware, there's a speed limit's been limited back to 50 kilometres going up past the Botanic Gardens, right back down, for about 2 kilometres, so just be aware of that. And the other one, the $7.5 million, which is state, federal and local council funding for stage three of the Southern Distributor, which is a fairly big slab. It goes from Ensley Avenue, if you like, all the way back down to the Mitchell Highway. So that's, if you like, Dairy Creek Road and Blouse Road. Yeah. That's a big slab of it. And look, the amount of footpath work, everywhere you go, people are saying to me, gee, I've seen a new footpath here or a footpath being upgraded there. And it's really starting to show now and pay dividends.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd, as always, mate. Thank you, sir, for the update. Have a good day. We'll talk next week.
Thanks very much, Mayor.